Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this very special broadcast, since it is Friday, September the 6th of the year of our Lord, 2024. And with me today, as usual, our great producer, Brother Paul Sutcliffe from Rochester, New York. Hello, Brother Paul.
Hey, you're enjoying a beautiful day out here in Rochester.
Absolutely. With us as well today, our co-host, Sister Christy Johnson from Missouri. Hello, Christy.
Hello, Usama, and I hope that you're doing okay because you're there in Florida.
And it is hot, believe it or not. I don't know. Something changed with my body. I used to live in Florida. I have no problem to be in the heat. Now I cannot handle a couple weeks of heat. But it's good to be ready to head back home, Lord's willing, tomorrow. But let's go on, Brother Paul, with our program. We have lots of stories to share about Islam and what the Muslims have been doing the last week. So without further ado, go ahead, Brother Paul.
What was our first story?
Well, I wanted to start with a report of what happened last month. There were 96 attacks in August of 2024 by Muslims on others. 755 people were murdered. 1,045 were injured. There were 4 suicide attacks, and this happened across 22 countries.
I know these are all Muslims. They're wonderful people who practice Islam, willing to sacrifice their life to please Allah and to please Muhammad and to lift up the riot of Allahu Akbar. All right. Now, let me ask a question. How many other attacks besides these attacks have been carried out by, say, atheists?
Well, that would be communists. I don't know of any at this point.
You do not know. How about how many attacks done by the Jews?
None.
How about the Christians?
None.
How about the Buddhists? Here's my point. This is not the norm. Christy Johnson, when you tell me we got 96 attacks, 755 people were killed, and 1,045 injured in 22 countries, and 4 suicide bombs. What is going on here, Christy?
Well, you know as well as I do what's going on. Islam is going on, and that is the hallmark of their goal, jihad.
So we cannot see this happening by any other group of any other belief. I know Christian will not do it, but maybe anybody else somewhere in this earth.
That's right. And this is something we can expect to keep increasing. Sadly, we saw a drop off when we had a president in office that stood up against this. But I'm afraid this is going to keep continuing till the end of the year. And maybe we can get a change of regime.
Exactly. You know why? Because Muslims practice Quran chapter 47, 35. And I will never be tired to repeat that verse over and over again. When Allah said, do not be weak, call him for peace when he has the upper hand. If the West and America is in the upper hand, that means they have power, then the Muslims are weak. And that's where you're going to see peace among the Muslims in the world. All right, let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story.
Memory caught in August 23rd, 2024, Friday sermon at the Islamic Society of North Jersey in Flanders, given by Imam Khalil Adam and a broadcast on YouTube. Imam Adam said that he was going to expose Israel for what it is and asked why it is controlling America. He said that Allah has told Muslims about the characteristics of the Jews in the Quran, labeling those who cause corruption in the land, cause havoc and killing as Jews. Adam explained that today Muslims refer to such people as Zionists. They're referring to the Jews, end will come, and the Muslims will be the ones to do it. In addition to his position as Imam of the Islamic Society of North Jersey, Khalil Adam serves as an administrative supervisor at Hackensack University Medical Center.
Well, Brother Paul, here's the problem. Years ago, Muslims used to do this secretively, in a way where nobody knows about it. They may use some Arabic language. They don't do that anymore, Christy. they're actually open to speak about how evil the Jewish people are and how we need to annihilate them, remove them from the face of this. What's going on with the story, Christy?
Well, you know what's amazing, Usama, is there's like two philosophies that we know of that have characterized Jews as this kind of evil killers, thieves, and all of the rest, you know, stealing the land and what have you. The other philosophy besides Islam that taught this were the Nazis in Germany. And we're seeing this come out openly now. And this is, should be a wake-up call. It should be concerning to every Christian in this country and around the world that they will talk like this in America. It's unbelievable, but this is not new.
Exactly. I would like to remind our wonderful audience that, yes, Imam Adam in this sermon was speaking against the Jews and what Allah said about the Jews, but he never mentioned really what Allah said about the Christians. Because believe it or not, in the Quran, we know that Allah said that Christians are mushrikeen. Mushrikeen, which is polytheists, those who partner others with Allah, like we Christian worship Jesus Christ. We Christian worship the Holy Spirit. And believe it or not, we and the Jews are in unity concerning that sin of shirk, which is unforgivable sin. It is not to be removed except by the killing of those who worship others with Allah. So you go to Quran chapter 9 and verse 13, and there you read that Muhammad united the Jews and the Christian poor. He said the Jews worship Ezra as the son of Allah, and the Christian worship Isa as the son of Allah. And that is what we call about policy. So Imam Adam will not speak against the Christians right now because it's not going to fit with their agenda. First, let's talk about the Jews. When we get rid of the Jews, then we're going to talk about the Christian, because the same Quran which orders the Muslim to kill the Jews, it is the same Quran who orders the Muslim to kill the Christians. And many times in the same verses, as we read in Quran chapter 9 and verse 29, where Allah directly orders the Muslim believers to engage in war with the people of the book, the Jews and the Christians. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our next story.
On September 2nd, memory captured a video of participants in the Flood New York City for Gaza rally expressing support for a number of U.S. designated terror organizations. Participants waved a Hamas flag, a Palestinian flag, a Bayesemidoun, which was emblazoned with the images of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar, Palestinian Islamic Jihad leader Ziad Nakala, and PFLP leader Ahmed Saadat, as well as combined flag of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hamas's Al-Qassam Brigades, PFLP and Fatah's Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigades. One of the rally goers had a button on his backpack of Hamas's Al-Qassam Brigade spokesperson, Abu Obeida. Nurdin Kiswani, chair of Within Our Lifetime, said that Israel's time is coming, that a ceasefire is not enough, and that Palestinians will liberate Palestine by any means necessary. She added, if you stand with Palestine, you stand with Palestinian resistance.
I love it when you talk about any means. If our audience are familiar with our broadcast here, you know any means actually means killing them
by
any way, any shape, any form. That is the reality of Islam. And this happened here in New Jersey, Christy. We're not talking about somewhere in Saudi Arabia or in Egypt or in Gaza, here in New Jersey.
Yeah, these rallies are now becoming more frequent. They're happening in communities around the country and on college campuses. But you know, Usama, they're very blatantly telling you their goal is the destruction of Israel. I can't believe that this is going without some type of response by the government or some type of response from the Christian community.
Usama, since this support of terrorism, why do you think this rally was approved?
It's approved because we think that Muslims understand our sets of rules, which is freedom of speech. You have the right to protest. But you see, Muslims do not know or understand what we mean by what we say in our laws. If you tell the Muslim you have the freedom to do rallies, they will do it in an Islamic way. You have the freedom to speak your mind, they will do it in an Islamic way. Because if Allah permitted, it is right. And they really gain the rights from Sharia, Islamic law, not from the U.S. Constitution, which means this is just simply talk. Trust me, the day is coming. And I'm saying that, Christine, as I have said that 20 years ago or so, when I said they will do riots in America, they will speak out loud in America, they will tell you what they have in their mind in America, and nobody really catch what I was trying to say. Now we see it's happening. Now, here is my prediction for what is coming 5-10 years from now. these riots will not be just talk. It will be talk plus action, which means they will do whatever it is
necessary
with whatever means to accomplish their goal, like burning churches and synagogues in America, like burning business in America, like blowing up bridges in America, like whatever any means they can use to establish their goal. And when that day comes, I promise you, the liberals of the United States of America, all Democrats, will be on their knee, bowing down to the Muslims, and gives them all their wishes, because that is how they will control America to stop supporting Israel and control America to completely support the Muslims of Gaza and the West Bank.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. But even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straightwave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Well, Brother Paul, let's move on to our next story.
The United States Department of Justice announced criminal charges on Tuesday, September 3rd, against three members of Hamas's leadership for their roles in the October 7th massacre in southern Israel. The Muslim group's leader, Yahya Sinwar, and senior officials at Ali Baraka and Khalid Mashal are accused in a seven-count indictment of conspiring to murder U.S. nationals and offenses related to providing material support to terrorist organizations. The charges unsealed today are just one part of our effort to target every aspect of Hamas's operation. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a video statement, while confirming that these actions will not be our last. Garland continued, as outlined in our complaint, those defendants, armed with weapons, political support, and funding from the government of Iran and support from Hezbollah, have led Hamas's efforts to destroy the state of Israel and murder civilians in support of that aim. The legal action also named Ismail Haniyeh, the assassinated former Hamas chief, along with his deceased associate, Mohammed Daif and Marwan Issa, as defendants. Prosecutors reportedly filed the complaint on February 1st, but decided to keep the matter under seal in the hopes of apprehending Haniyeh from his residence in Qatar.
That's not like a joke, isn't it? We free our prisoners from our Gitmo Club to Qatar, and you think you're going to go to Qatar to get criminals whom you have no access to? This is like a great joke. And I believe the only reason, Christy, U.S. Attorney General is doing that is to show some muscles, since we're coming to an election and we want to make Biden and Kamala Harris look good. So now we're showing you some muscles. We're going to go after these guys. We're going to get them from Qatar. Well, good luck with it.
Yeah, this is kind of a joke, because actually these kind of actions should have been initiated a long time ago. They have their excuse why they didn't open up this information earlier. But I agree with you. This is a political move. It is trying to regain some power and influence and say we're doing a good job of combating terrorism. Yet we see all these things going on in our own country. They're doing nothing about.
Sure. We are going to do our best to capture three guys while we're sending millions and millions of dollars for the people under them all over Gaza Strip. I mean, this is like a joke. We are right now supporting the jihadi of Gaza, and at the same time, we're trying to capture some of the leaders from the country of Qatar. Once again, good luck with that. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to our next story, which comes to us from Canada.
Canary Mission issued an investigative report September 5th on the University of Toronto's anti-Israel encampment that began on May 2nd of 2024 and continued for nearly 2 months before legal action was initiated to dismantle it. It took the university over 3 weeks to issue a trespass notice when the deadline arrived. The administration allowed protesters to remain on the site. After almost 2 months, the university sought an injunction to clear the encampment. The Ontario Superior Court granted the injunction, setting a deadline for protesters to dismantle the encampment by July 3rd. Well, it was ended. They dismantled the encampment. They had received support from faculty and staff. In fact, Canary Mission identified 153 professors who actively supported the encampment. Of those 153, only 122 were professors from the University of Toronto. 31 were from other campuses. The encampment was supported by pro-terror anti-Israel groups, Palestinian Youth Movement, and the Toronto chapter of the Samedoyan Palestinian Prisoner Solidarity Network. These are two organizations that are recognized as terrorists in Canada. This is just one college campus. In the USA, groups involved are also members of the Muslim Brotherhood, Students for Justice in Palestine as one group, and the Muslim Student Association is the other group.
I really cannot imagine 122 professors from that campus standing with these students to protest against the Jewish people, against Israel. I wonder how many Jewish students are in this college, Brother Paul.
So the number of Jewish students, 1,500 undergraduate, 1,500 graduate students. It's a total of 3,000 students in 2024.
Now, do you think, Christy, these students have been treated right, even just in their grades and in their education? And how do you think they feel to be under that pressure? Even their professors are showing their hatred to them, not just in words, but in actions.
Well, this is something that I think is hopefully going to catch the attention of the Jewish community around the world, because these students are paying money to go to these universities. They are probably being discriminated against, like you said, in grades. We saw here in America, they were stopped from going to their classes. Were they given an allowance for missing class and not learning or being prepared for their studies? This is really scary.
In all my 4 years of college in Egypt, I never have one Christian professor. Why? Because Christians are not allowed to have a more education. That option is only given for Muslims. And that shows you that we are not treated fairly in Egypt. And I guarantee you, these 3,000 students are not treated right, especially by these 122 professors who hate the Jewish people and who hate Israel. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to the next story, which comes to us from the country of Germany.
Remix reports that a 12-year-old girl is alleged to have been raped by Muslim Syrian in Braunschweig swimming pool, but the police kept the case quiet for several weeks. No measures are being taken against the alleged perp. The 12-year-old girl in a local swimming pool called Water World was raped by a 15-year-old foreigner who first molested the child in the pool and then raped her in a changing room. The crime is said to have taken place on August 10th at 5 p.m., but details are only being made public now as the police kept the case secret for 3 weeks.
You know, Paul, when I hear these stories, I know where Muslims are going to go with that. First of all, they're going to tell you that's a 15-year-old kid. I mean, he's just a little boy. No, this is happening all over England, not in Germany, all over England by all ages of grown-up men. But here's the problem I have with the German people. If the police was quiet about it for 3, 4, 5 weeks, where are the Germans? Where are the people who live in that community? Are they all cowards? Imagine with me, Chris, that girl was a Muslim girl and a 15-year-old German boy raped her. Do you think the Muslims will just wait for a few weeks until justice will be served?
No, that is not how Islam and the Muslims work. There would be an outcry. There would be protests. They might even attack the perpetrator themselves, and his life would be in danger. I'm not suggesting we should go out and kill people who've committed a crime. But again, nothing is being done about this. The community is remaining silent. I don't know why.
It's very simple, because they're coward and they believe in the justice system of the police and of the government in Germany. And believe it or not, you be quiet, Muslim will continue to do their work. 15 years old today, raping one little girl, 12 years old. Tomorrow, it will be the 20s and the 30s Muslim men all over Germany, raping all ages of females of infidels. That is exactly what's happening in England and many other countries in Europe, and it's going to be the norm all over Europe. Sadly, nothing can be done about it because the number of Muslims is growing every day. Brother Paul, we have one last story, which comes to us from the country of Israel.
Pell Watch reported that on September 1st, three Israelis were murdered by a Palestinian terrorist in a drive-by shooting near Hebron. On Friday, August 30th, Palestinian terrorists attempted two car bombs in Gush at south of Bethlehem. Both cars exploded prematurely after the terrorists were confronted and then killed by Israeli security forces. On September 2nd, another car bombing was attempted by terrorists and was discovered before it could be detonated next to an Israeli vehicle. Only last week, PA Chairman Abbas's advisor, Mahmoud al-Habash, encouraged Palestinians to do exactly what the terrorists promptly did. After falsely accusing Israel of attempting to empty both the Gaza Strip and the West Bank of Palestinians, he instructed Palestinians that the only option is to use all forms of and means of resistance, a well-known Palestinian euphemism for the use of terror. Does that sound familiar to you, Usama?
Well, Brother Paul, that is the norm. They lie because Allah taught them it's okay to lie in the case of war. Israeli does not want to empty the Palestinian from Gaza or from the West Bank. There are hundreds of thousands of Muslims who are treated very fairly by the Jewish people in Israel. By the way, Christy, Israel is the only country where minority are treated very well, especially Muslims under the Jewish system, which run fairly all over Israel.
Yeah, Usama, and sadly, the mainstream media and a lot of outlets of news never give the credit to Israel. They constantly, I believe, lie about what's happening under Israel's government to the people who are in Gaza.
All right. Well, I see the true nature of Islam that comes out of their leaders. It's just pure deception and lies. Well, Brother Paul, thank you so much for producing this show for us for this Friday. Christy Johnson for being part of our hosting. And I hope and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless both of you and to our dear audience. Thank you so much for being with us today. And until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.